昨天怎么去？
哦耶，那么你能不能唱什么？呀，大姐是这么小的送的，人家给我怎么绕工资吧？伊，人家同行能进的，你旁边谁生的？给我忙不了呗，三斤两斤，那瞬间他们就那边他就都偏不当，对吧？那瞬间他们这个呗，都准备吧，就让人你给从他心吧，别接完了，他顺着我就找完都，可是找完都光的光不些的都，那讲究个生人不起来，他呗，他。让等先，瞬间他们就来评比，他出去，得了他不出去找你没你不认识，他也不认识，俺俩说去，讲究去生人不去，所以他，特别准备不给用心，特别准备冷静就过，因为别特别准备去他们家，讲究什么局长、抓长、对不对？他那个对的原则，那讲究什么特别？是不是咋想不着啊？呀，
So again, the great Indian master Shantideva has stated, the most method to benefit sentient beings is the bodhicitta. And it says all this great Buddhas who have gained the state of enlightenment were looking at the different types of methods. The most effective method to benefit all sentient beings and as well as the fulfilling the purpose of all other sentient beings and fulfilling the purpose of one's own self, and that and that which has a power to overcoming the suffering of self and other beings. And Buddha said that there's no other practice or the Dharma can be found other than bodhicitta. So therefore, it is we also the practitioner who are consider ourselves as a follower of those great beings. One must engage, in the practice of the developing bodhicitta, and because the bodhicitta is the one that is a doorway or the gateway to becoming oneself as a practitioner of the Mahayana, and it is also the first step upon which one can, make one's journey on the Mahayana spiritual practice.
你好，这个呢，因为当初我们是把那买几年过去嘛，当然是上级级的呢，全部解释解释东，俺那团长给写了，三长给写了，工长给写了，这些都把建呢、住呢、接完的，他宁波搞的东北人，宁波讲究一些。我说我们忙不要住呢，第一那个宁波没东北那些去，那去往解释解东，推送公送去写了个解不解呢？住那边宁波内用的宁波的，讲究个什么么子来事啊？对的。俺到那些个没在轮子上呢，解约过，解了他们不解约呢，讲究顺序叫我绕等什么事？俺说去没在为碰空进去直接的。因为日常的这位三级就过了吧，就是呢，三级可正常性建立，不给就通根的大，讲究是什么东西来生的？三级可这个等于加上这三上刚个，加上动三的就突然性就讲究个什么东西？按照马大伟、彭公境界都说刚个，那大伟三级就过，别日常的这个听我了就突然生我就讲究什么多不了。当然，这个讲究升级大学的点的都弱了。反正讲究升个那么那些升学钱呢，人家台湾的台湾钱呢，真的也三级以上弱也蛮多，人家没赢不了。但真的个讲究升，朋友保证没送多，呀。
if we look at the teachings of the Buddha, the 84,000 hips of the teachings of the Buddha, if one analyzes through the wisdom derived from listening, contemplation, and meditations, if one analyzes through employing those different types of wisdoms, and we will find the bodhicitta, the practice of bodhicitta, is the essence among all the teachings of the Buddha, the 84,000 hips of the Buddha, teachings of the Buddha. So therefore, the impure aggregate, the physical aggregate that we have right now, can be transformed into the valuable, a precious, the enlightened kaya or the enlightened body will happen because of the, developing bodhicitta. Just like the alchemy transforms the irons or the metals into the gold, and similarly, this bodhicitta, the practice of the bodhicitta, will transform one's impure body into the pure body of a pure enlightened body. Therefore, it says, if we were to, ride the horse of bodhicitta, will transcend from blissful state to blissful state. And so this is how much, the benefits of the bodhicitta that we find in the text, the benefits, explanation of the benefits of the bodhicitta.
Yeah. 我到天地间呢，不给，甚至没见过见呢。俺是提不清不了，没有吧？是提不清不了，带不是带的，做他讲究生了呀，提不起过意思嘞。天地里，到底没有没见呢？俺是新年的，我去准备呗。隔了几天呢，新年没登记，再呢，新年这是准备。可是现在就准备也没有呢呀。俺中国上班那么大，这个没上班呢。
上街的，这个现在可能没经济那么点呢，现在这么多个月嘞，现在淘宝的包就这个多便宜么？老百姓就不用这个月嘞，第一段，到现在他们呢，也六月嘞，上半段做买做几个月嘞，几个月的过，要么自己的那个车子接不怎么多，上半段接不帮么？特别现在。 现在淘宝里头没啥用过药的，没啥都，因为也见着就淘宝推送什么的，西部几类送什么的，几呃，对不对？那么多淘宝的，多么淘宝的，做刚刚新的呗，新批的些的了，那西部淘宝也都淘宝特别多去见着的，因为嘛，你还没用的，淘宝里一点门都上面，淘宝老大街呢，他忙些的，俺说了没见着过多。
对对对，但民众个上班那么大几个呗，苦了，苦也多个个意思呢，得了呗，那谈多个路见呢，他不同意路，要不见呢，那个光不行呢，他得讲多年多远过了，多年多远就别个，那让些那，让些那，就当去见到个等多年怎么样吧，叔叔。 那刚上两年，大没别，刚上大没，第一两年让给生，那大我嘛这个，初级大没见呢，初级大没多用过药嘞，初级大没当年上个三百年不白，年上个三百管的，管不赢呢，他讲究现在你起码三百年呢，那他不通这个药嘞。 四本科学院，他那多年都是写的这个干的，当时日本的这个帮助的，现在我读个药的，他不读个药的，因呢，因为希望年代就免他生的，现在我读个药嘛，他希望他弄着的。年轻不现在我现在年纪没什么，年纪轻不没什么，现在。
shivin thal hondro yore shivin thal hondro du ta be khoe dunga pa du me ba nyum de ta ta tel thal du chibu be che ne gobal nyem bar ja ne ene kawa be mambula kawa jata mambula te ne phige shidel nyem bar ja che ne ju de ne sanje sala ya ndo ya chu ne yongu yo mar ene yong sam se ne ene sanje nam ji ku ne ta chura nyam ja te le ya dhan che ne ene phige tibu chimbil nam la shu ma to chura randu nen tashi yo mar jandu nen tashi yo mar ene gobal nyem bar ja de ne dik mar se ne ya ku ne je ne te le dhan ne chang ju sem ji ya kha ku shu yo re chang ju sem ji ta ne ya ya sam sam le Shiva lupige nyambar jhaadu du sanji thobala shivu pruvuchi mato yungu yawamari. Ti imba yinsa nganzu chi nilma shiyaga rikti simgu chunyi. Ti to ne gomba yinna ya nyingi tanga shanju simmeba yinna yinna timingi thabasam mato tili lawa kaya thubtuk manduwa. Ya.
So here, again, when we talk about, you know, the importance of having faith in Mahayana Dharma or the practice of the Mahayana, it's primarily referring to the bodhicitta. It's a devotion and the genuine faith to the bodhicitta and have aspiration to achieve or to cultivate bodhicitta. So if we, even if one perfect one's practice in calm abiding, and by focusing one's mind on the whatever the chosen object, and one may accomplish this tranquil abiding or the shamatha. However, if one's practice of shamatha is not again conditioned by renunciations, and this will not again, this accomplishment of shamatha will not become the, you know, cause for liberations. Yes, for the time being, by means of accomplishing this shamatha, one is able to, you know, eliminate those dunyun, which is the desired, affective, you know, belonging to the desired, you know, categories. That too is a very, the gross level of afflictions. Because again, here, this the gross level of delusions of the desire realm is not eliminated, then accomplishment of shamatha is not possible. So one can actually eliminate this gross level of desire, delusions of the desire realms by accomplishing this shamatha, will then lead oneself to the rebirth in the deva realms, such as realms of the state deva realm of the meditative equipoise, the realm of meditative equipoise, and the formless realms. And however, since we have that such individual have not severed seat of their delusions, and this individual will again fall back to the cyclic, into the samsara, and even to the lower realms. And in the beginning, when such individual attain the state of deva realms, when they are able to take a rebirth within the deva realms by means of accomplishing this shamatha, and they will have, as you know, again wrong thoughts by thinking that they have accomplished the moksha, which is the liberations from samsara. And when since they have not abandoned all those delusions, when they fall back to the lower realms, and then they generate again a very strong wrong thoughts or wrong views against liberations, because then they will the liberation is not a reliable. You may achieve this liberation one time, but there's again the time that we will fall back to the lower realms. So then, with this misunderstanding, such an individual have a very strong wrong thoughts and wrong views against liberations. So therefore, it is very important when we engaging in the practice of Shinne or the Shamatha, one's practice of Shamatha must be conditioned by the renunciations. And so then with this, then with one's accomplishment of Shamatha is based upon the condition or the influence by the renunciations, then this will lead oneself to realize emptiness of emptiness of person and an emptiness of phenomena. So so emptiness of phenomena, again here it says, even when one understands, if one realizes the emptiness, both emptiness of self and emptiness of person and emptiness of phenomena, then again this realization of emptiness is not conditioned by the generation of bodhicitta bodhicitta and great compassion, and this will again become only a cause for liberations. And so there, it's again, if one's realization of emptiness is not conditioned by the method, then this will again, one will again, fall into the extreme of peace. And when one falls into the extreme of peace, then such an individual will stay in the state of peace, in the meditative equipoise, for a long period of time, even the hundreds of eons. And there are a lasting peace that you have achieved, and you're totally attached to this this peaceful state that you have, and then the individual will then remain in that peaceful state for 100 eons. And so, however, at some point, and those meditators will then have hear a word from the Buddhas by saying the expression that they hear will be, you may have gained the liberations, but you have not actually fulfilled the purpose of yourself and fulfilled the purpose of others. You're totally in the state of in the state of peace, which you have actually fallen into the one of the extremities. And so one must awake from that meditative equipoise and engage in the practice of developing bodhicitta, which will then able to fulfill the wishes of yourself and others. And such individual will then, even though they may realize emptiness, but this individual will have a very difficult to generate bodhicitta. Even when they begin to start practicing developing bodhicitta, due to the too much, the peace and serenity that they have attained, they will have still attached towards that, and they will fall back. There's again possibility of falling back to that peaceful state, and again falling back to the extreme state. So, so therefore, it's very difficult. And so then it says here, when we were talking about, we were going through the teachings of the Buddha nature, we're talking about the emptiness of one's own self and emptiness of one's own mind. And so here, when we were meditating upon the emptiness of one's own mind and make sure that one's practice of meditation on the emptiness of one's own mind is actually a condition by the great compassion in bodhicitta.
Ya ta tin yin zha ngar su pe kham de she bi nim bo sin tan de ma she ya ti ane ju la me do ta bi ne dong na ni chi she yong re do ta bi ne dun se on dieu sang ji chu ta cho se on dieu sang ji le chu chu ma chu le gen de se ta ane That pretty Tony Saya Tisha on do G Dumbobe Conjosum Lani, Tabani, Jeffsoni, Jamruji, Jamruji, Sujetamjel, maybe Ninji, Jenibe, Jamrusan. Then it Tony Say on do da Jidan pretty Yiki Tosa do, Domani Gomi on do Yiki Tosa, the Tia, Tony Ki, Tony Chujin. Rang sem ge ten ge tong ni de den le pe che ne ta de rang ji ne ji de yin za de rang sem ge to ba che ne ene te gom ne yi ge ji zo ya chen bu de sa de dan de ne su nem ji zo ya ene bi ge sa ne ta chong ni ya chen bu sa sa ne ji sunung de yi ji chuan ni sa ne yuan den tam jie gong ne gong de pen zhuo wa ti ga ri le den ni yong yo le ga ri jian ji le sa de wo zhe wo de wo ta den ji chuan ni song de jie gong ne men tu xiao ge zhe wo de ji gang ga ta ndu yo le ga li ga li ge shen ji ta ndu wo le de ta ndu ye ti ma su le den ji ge ji ne wo ga ri yo le se du ho ta ma ji jin le be ti ji xi bi ji
Pesachimutiore.Tendigirigtioinza,
So in the beginning that when we talked about like seven vajra like venue or it's actually ne which is venue but it's also category seven vajra categories so Among the seven Vajra categories, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, as stated in the beginning. And so, from the Buddha, the Dharma come into existence. And from the Dharma, then the Sangha come into existence. And so, it is through the, practice of taking refuge, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, will enables one to complete the accumulation of merits and accumulation of insights. So it is through the completion of accumulation of merit and accumulation of insight will then lead oneself gradually to the state of enlightenment. So here the most extensive way of accumulation of insight is to meditating upon the emptiness of one's own mind. Mind, one's understanding the emptiness of one's own mind by one's own mind, it says. This is the most extensive way to, way to method to accumulation of insight, to complete the accumulation of insight. And with this practice, then one engages from the practice of accumulation of, extensive accumulation of merits. And it is through extensive accumulation of insight and accumulation of merits, one then can say, developed this spiritual qualities, or the noble qualities, or the qualities of the noble, limitless, development one can make upon this, and can overcome or eliminate all the stains, mental afflictions, and so on. And what is the what kind of power it is, you know, in why or how we can actually for by what means that we are actually able to accumulate overcome those delusions, mental afflictions and so on, and to gain the state of enlightenment and eliminate those afflictions with their imprints is because of this Tathagata Garbha, which is the Buddha nature. And all the obstacles that obstruct us from gaining into state of enlightenment can be overcome because we have this a precious Tathagata Garbha within one's mind. It is because of this Tathagata Garbha then one gradually be able to gain this complete state of enlightenment. So once very enlightenment is attained, once enlightenment is attained by the power and the propensity of this Tathagata Garbha.
Yeah. What's that in the inside? That in the 20 be Kazis of Gomne, Piri Tichiwa in the yard. And the Kansa dancing the church dancing, you would shame him ever torn, eh? Then you summoned the Japan to go your done, eh? Janjuk sang Mazamba in the tea, Javi Pasha Chamu. What is the point to go your mother? Then you get Pasha the Chiba Tumchebe. Pane, Momoto Sanjel, Tainji, Mini Chanju, Sangu, your motto, Tony to be here, Chibu, Jigiomar. Tidu, Chanju, Sam, the Yodena, Tony to be here, Ko Ta, T. Shun, which is Ji, Yongi, Tambun, Tony to be here, Jing and Yori. In a Chanju, Tony to be here, Majini, Chanju, Sam, Jiwaina, T. Juli, Tony to be here, Jing, Yori. That when you do hear a key in the Chanju, say Majiban do in that Tinia, Tivichim belong to Yomar, what he do, and the Kishi Shuti, Chanju with Samlatan, Taku is a question, Susu, Chi Kantoki Jindo, Chiba in under, Chance Away in under, Chi Legando Leva in under, Mixa Tipi, Rang Toji, Lanam Chanju, Mixini, did Topper Nachi Marmon Sammy Piggy Chanju with Samti. That gets you thin, and the cherry in the manzo, Rimbe. That little with you, Marie, some day in bed, numbing now, young. Could you never do me on the hope to get here, Tindy, you are so soon do. The instant in Seria.
So, one can. Actually, cut the roots of cyclic existence or the samsara by realizing non-existence of the grasping the object of the apprehension of grasping itself and phenomena. So, it is by object of grasping itself and phenomena. Non-existence of grasping itself, and grasping of phenomena, can lead oneself to the realized emptiness, which will then be able to cut the root of cyclic existence. And, however, if this realization of non-existence of object of apprehension of grasping of self and grasping of phenomena is not again conjoined with the development of bodhicitta, then you will still there's still the potency of the delusions or the afflictions exist within one's mind. And with this, then you will not be able to gain the complete state of enlightenment. Although one may gain the state of liberation, but not complete state of enlightenment, it says. So therefore, there are an individual who have first realized emptiness, and then gradually individual develop bodhicitta. And it's vice versa. And one individual who first generate bodhicitta and again realize emptiness later. And so, however, it is the here the advantage is the bodhicitta. If one first generate bodhicitta and emptiness you know, realization of emptiness will not, you know, it's not going to be that difficult to attain. However, it says, if we first generate realization of emptiness, and then again, which generation of bodhicitta is more difficult, one may then enter into the lesser vehicles path and gain the liberation, and then one will remain in that state for a long period of time. So therefore, for us, it is very important to learn, first of all, to development of bodhicitta. You know, regardless of whatever we are doing, whether we are engaging in physical work, or we are reading, whatever the activity that one may is engaging, or one may be engaging with, you must always not let your mind depart from focusing on the complete state of enlightenment, your own accomplishment of complete state of enlightenment, because once desire to attain the Buddhahood will be based upon the focusing ones, you know, generating those two aspirations, which is the two aspirations, aspiration to attain Buddhahood and aspiration to the, working for the welfare of other sentient beings. And this will, you know, when we look at, when one engages in the practice of the generation of bodhicitta and gain the state of enlightenment in the beginning, it is almost impossible, and we feel it's almost impossible and difficult, really difficult to attain. However, due to the constant practice on this, development of this constant practice, then at some point it says this power or the potency will be ripened. And then it's at some point then one can able to generate bodhicitta within oneself. Then one will is actually approaching towards a state of enlightenment. This
아. 아니, 저, 녀, 아. 야, 야, 야. 되는 데서, 근데, 남자 제바틀라로 와. 랑신 찍니, 내급 군두는 좋았으니, 듀라미, 지도, 또미, 다니, 쟨스니. 디톤 갈세나, 랑신 넘버 답이, 디지니. 랑신 넘버 답이, 디지니, 딜라, 군호요, 말이세. 넘버 또버요, 말다, 니바. 타타다 담비 소소 찌보 줄라에 요레세 빤시 사부찌리바 빤비 연텐다 담비 때는 파비 가다 두수 줄라에 요레세 눈이 빠샤다 제위 빤비 때는 추구띠 근데 산지기 두 줄라에 요데레스 빼는 남가띠 토리 베 까쯤지 메가 지 야요레틴 드마시지 남가띠 너 강가 똥바로 너세리 똥바로 와 똥바 강가로 와 쳐드려요. 빼나 사근 너 상근 너 세지 너 등지 여배이나 뒤 나라 강가 남가 되게 쳐드려요. 제자 사근 너 그 멤버인자 멤버다 상라 빨마다 셀런 초도 좋아인자 너그 찬이야 그러나서 너래야 지 멘딩이 쳐버리자 저거요. 어떤 나중에 레송도
So this suchness of the mind, or the emptiness of the mind, is, you know, actually exist in all beings, starting from someone who have never abandoned any, you know, levels of their afflictions. In other words, who is totally, whose mind or who possess all sort of delusions and afflictions. Even within the mind of this individual, the suchness of mind is exist. And then next it says again, as someone who have overcome the certain levels of the afflictions, such as Arya beings or or the Bodhisattvas, again within them, again, it says the suchness of mind is exist. And furthermore, someone who has gained complete state of enlightenment, they will, then again the suchness of mind is exist within those great beings as well. So therefore, here the space is kept as set as analogous to this, because space is actually pervaded towards all those vessels, regardless of the material of those different vessels, such as if the vase is made out of a clay, that space exists within the vase. If within the clay, the vase made out of clay, and then also the copper made out of copper, and so long as the space is concerned, there's no slightest difference among the space that exists within the different vases. Yes, we do. There are a difference with regard to the actual vases, which is some of them are made out of clay, you know, copper, gold, and so on. However, within the space, there's not the slightest difference.
Yeah, that is namja guba. Munjur vitun la ngoyogone jendu munjur war sheba ne julamale. Nyeba lobur tang ten tang yuan ten rang xin ten ni shiri shi so sung. Tuan ni sem ji di xin ni ni ngowe ko ni xian tun juwa mebi chun ni yin te se. Sem ji rang xin ni ni ngowe ko ni xian tun juwa mebi chun ni yin te. Ngari so su ji wi ne gab su rang xin ji truba nambar kye tsam yin ba yin du se. She sem ji ne lu tatu ngonsum tu tobe pabe ne gam na yang ene ko pege gaja number denba tuba gaja number che sem ji rang shi chi ne de yores lobar ji tuman tata pamba khundu number tabe ne gam na yang sem ji rang shi ni rang shi ji tuba number che sem tu ne shang khundu namda ki ne gam shindu Nekab tambu ni nayang, susuji wadam pabin nekab nayang, ane peke dembe tribe gaja che tsamji ranjin tu neba jibare de yorin, juwazan yo amari songdo ya.
And this suchness of the mind, which exists within the three different individuals, such as of ordinary beings and Arya beings, as well as the great enlightened beings. And so, you know, so long as their nature is concerned, there is not a slightest different. They exist within the individual, within the you know, non-Arya beings. They exist, the way, the mode of their existence is lack of intrinsic reality. Similarly, the suchness of the mind that exists within the Arya beings, and their mode of existence is concerned, it is again in a lack of intrinsic reality, entity. And then also the mode of their existence of that nature of this mind, or the suchness of the mind, within the Buddha, it's again that it's a mode of existence. It's lack of intrinsic reality, and lack of intrinsic existence. So all of them are, you know, indivisible with regard to its nature being a lack of intrinsic reality.
Yeah. That chubat ne yonde ye me vasen tela ne ranje sheva ne te da bu namju ji yonde ne se da duni pa sha da ji va se be ne yu ge chu gu la te ne dan tu mo ma yin be to chu la so be yonde ma bu che ro wa o te ne ge yonde te ji te namju ji yonde ne Nyerang dachomba namla haan mebe, yang tabo zobe sanje nyachi ki yonten yen nongos. Tendi ki yonten tije ta sanje nyachi ki yonten re mato ma yewan do che ne nyantu da tisu suji ujula ma jayo maris. Wana nyerang dachomba namla namdru ki yonten tatuba yobar somba tam galo she na kyo me te se. Tete sōngba ne tēshī shēba nam dūshan dūwē tāwlan kēbē wāngi sēbē nam jī tūpte tāmbōru tīpa chēmbō la njūndu mēbē nyāntu tāng rāng sāngjī jī rīchēn gāshik la chūwē chōngchē tāng jāwē nyāntu tāng rāng sāngjī jī tīpē ngē sōwē tūndu sōng ne tār Nyerang ki rikchen nam jiang, lana mebe yang tabar zobe, xiongchub li shirme dobe, tabten bi shir yinbe shir deyese. Te yidu, nyantu da rangje tisur gyula, jibin tatu chukula yobe, dobla sobe yonde teye yuwa marayese shen ondu. Ene, tanda tatu tibajik du songbo da tisun duwe nangla, ene Kurang sola yang, Tartubi yonden tindi yobay shiya janduwa, te karaya sedu, tambu nini tiba chimbi lamla ya njundu mienkin, ini pige rangi tini, randun tuni jilu shuk chimbu chini, ini janji tundu tiba chimbi lamla njundu mienkin tindi la, ini ngesu chisa kuzhundu wachi. Chudik tanganga pige jasu nani kali kangu ni driba tuso la, ane chongqian zhe wo ting zhi zhu ning bei ane rim ji jiang sui le qing ge wo de na jian jie ni san jie ge tong ke le tu ji qin bu de den bei zha ne ge ne ge ngai suo ya ge qie du yang du ji ta bu tu ju ran jie ji ta bu tu ju ane yong san bu de ane ya jie ni qie ya ge ting zhi ge song ba le ma tu kong zhe ju le san jie ji tu ju le yue bei yuan de ti jie de yao ma le se wo de zhe song du ya
So this quality of the enlightenment, such as ten powers and so on, are the exclusive qualities of the Buddha himself, or Buddha only, he says. And this qualities, you know, high qualities such as 10 powers and so on does not exist within the other beings other than Buddha. Buddha. It is such as this, it does not exist within the continuum of Shravaka, Pratigibuddha, Arhats, and so on. And so then again, here, the question arises by saying, but when you look at this, look at the sutra based on the sutra that assert one ultimate liberations, where they mentions even the arhats of Sharvaka and Pratigibuddha possess this quality of ultimate liberations. And isn't that the contradictory? Because when we talk about the higher qualities of such as 10 parts and so on, which is the ultimate, you know, quality of liberation. So when you say this does not exist on other arhats, but it is mentioned in that sutra by saying even those arhats of Sharvaka and Pratigya possess this quality of the ultimate quality of one liberation. It says. So then, answer to this question is, for them, Buddha has given these teachings. Buddha gave this teaching to those arhats because to let them rest. Because Buddha actually understand very clearly about their inclination and their motivations. Because at the moment, they are not really interested in themselves, you know, making a journey onto the Mahayana path. So since they are totally not interested in engaging in the practice of the Mahayana path, then Buddha, by skillful means, Buddha has just given teachings, even if those who have gained the arhat hoods of Sharvaka and Pratigya, you do possess this ultimate quality of liberations, which is referring to Buddha's quality. That doesn't mean those arhats possess this quality, but this is how the Buddha actually skillful means Buddha gave these teachings so that they can rest, and then then gradually Buddha's intention is to lead them, such as Sharvaka, to the Pratigibuddha, and then Pratigibuddha to the complete state of enlightenment. So it is by means of the Buddha's skillful means, Buddha has given these teachings. That doesn't mean the higher quality, which is the ultimate quality of Buddha, possessed by those Sharvaka and Pratigya.
Rumun kengji peta jawa ne jula mali, jeda rumun tije paa shiso sun, tuyane toshen tar tuwa namba kunji chodan denbe tongba nyi. Namba kunji chodan denbe tongba nyi se du namgun chodan ji tongba nyi. Ji kunzo ta tuyane tanbe namsha kandhi shewe ina kwe tingi shie tungkengi ta tongba nyi te ye shegore. Namba kunji chodan denbe tongba nyi ne Sonam dan yihi ji tso tayi ba la teni tobe. Yang tabor zobe sanji ji chuni. Lubur ji triman tata dan trewe teji ni la. Lari mudanwe tsuji nyambar jabe shir nyambar jabe se. Jimba la sobe tauji cha matanwa mebe jembe yihi yin la se. Te toba la ngundu Janchu sembi chobi ten semke ba tanga sa. Ani choba jinso pardu simba chuki nyamlen nam masanwa mebar nyamsu len gwede pe na yuji jevu shiki rumunken nam la sa. reyu dila che kunji nge zunye zoba chik ji shi chi reyu te chimba na rumun ken namji te tuni rang rangi gang shi bi rimi lela rabdu jowa le govuta bita yang la chik la ke bi rimu ken shi mena ne guwa chiba la kebi rumu te masangwe rumu yang la yungsu zoba munjiwa jindu. Do le jang namba tamche ki chotan denbi tomba ni kaanshe na chuba kaanshe na chuba mandu. Jin ba ma sanwa mewa. Tidil ma da ma nukai na. Kaanshi na jin ba ma sanwa mewa ta. O yin sari, jin ba ma sanwa mewa ta. Tsudun ma sanwa mewa la soba sombi shi rosi. Jeza rimu ken tingan tindi jile jebi reyu ki ma te ni kiran su kaanshi vi me zunyan chansan digan tisho se lawa yin na. Tegangla ngote kingi ngoye rimo lan kebachi mewa yina ku ngoye rimo di masang dugu yore. Taka nadi yangla nyela tindi masangwa tindi yungu yore. Ten nangyengi pyoge namkun chodanji tomba nyeji doanen tartuk sanjeji chokun dugu yungwa la tegi ngunla ene tiba chenbi pyoge ten janshuku sem. Ene tene jimba la soba riri ne chene be yonsu zoba la pa jangu gu yo resi. Te ma jangwa yena, jik ma sangwa yena, ko yugen tatu gu yon ten te, rutu gu yo amare te, rumun kenge mi lu yonsu zoba jiba la pe jane somba resi ngon lo ya.
So it says, in order to accomplish the all the enlightened qualities, without exception, it says. So one need to first perfect the practice that enables one to engage in the, enables one to accumulate complete merits and accumulations of merits and accumulation, complete accumulation, merits and accumulation of insight, it says. Just as here again, a metaphor. It says the king had ordered someone to write the picture of him on the canvas, and there needs an individual who is able to, you know, skilled in writing the head. And then there needs someone who is very skilled in writing the other part of bodies and so on, and needs all this together to complete the body of the king, the picture of the king within the canvas, within the size of the canvas given by the king. And in the same manners, so in order to accomplish this immaculate Buddha Kaya, the Kayas, enlightened Kayas, which is referring to the Dharma Kaya, then we need to first have the basis, which is Bodhicitta. On the basis of this development of Bodhicitta, one engages in the practice, engages in the conduct of giving, it says, individually giving and then follow the other practice of the other six perfections. It is through the completion of those practice, one will then be able to gain what we call the immaculate kaya, which is the Dhamma kaya. So without completing all of this practice, starting from conduct of giving and so on, then this fabulous accomplishment of the Buddha Kaya or the Dharma Kaya is not possible. So therefore, one need to complete all the sources that will give rise to a complete state of Dharmakaya.
So there are, you know, the 9 examples of, you know, clearing the obstructions of the obstructions of the Buddha nature, it says. And so here then it is so here when it is again tried, you know, if we can understand the you know, the afflictive state of phenomena, it says afflictive state of phenomena, how this affective state of phenomena that enables one to rotate within the cyclic existence and not being able to free oneself from the boundary of the cyclic existence. So it says if we were to go through the studies of this affective state of phenomena, then this will explain very clearly, it says. So in this particular text, there's 9 examples here as follows. It says, Tathagata Garbha that exists within oneself, in nature, it is, luminous. And however, it's a radiant. It's not really, radiant is not really active. And not being, it is not pervading anywhere at this point because it is totally trapped by afflictions. And it is actually in the heap of the afflictions. Although the nature of this, Buddha nature itself, Tathagata itself is unsoiled, untainted by these delusions, but it is actually within the heap of these delusions, it says. So therefore, its radiance is not being able to go out of that. So here it says, first example, it says, within the lotus, it is a bud of lotus, in other words, it's unopened lotus. There exists a Buddha, a Buddha's body. And so, because it is unopened, so it is not visible to others. This is the first example. And then, in the very, it says, and again, in the swarm of the bees, where we find the honeys, right? And in the very, inside of the grain, where we find the essence of the grain, it says. And then we can find there is a gold within the impure place, it says. And we find a treasure under the ground or the beneath the ground, and the seeds of the evergreen tree, within the very center of the seed of the evergreen tree, has a power to giving rise to evergreen tree, and in the very piece of a dirty cloth, within the piece of dirty cloth, can be found Buddha's body. And it says again, within the womb of mother, there exists the universal monarch. And then the last one is within the earth or the mud, there exists again the Buddha's body. So all the precious and luminous in nature, the Tathagata Garbha, that is within us, is actually again here obstructed by those afflictions such as attachment and so on.
Yeah, that in the pegu with the jishetting as a shutu samare. In a peasant journey, she had chishujana.
So there are explanation of each of those examples, but it's very extensive, so we'll not go through the explanation of all the examples. However, we'll talk a little bit about the meanings of these examples.
Yeah. Jima gubu ti, pemi bubla soba tang, chuntun, jishi yupi, trewa rikshi na se ta, ini dinin cheba la ju lama le, jidari peman namji te shesosung, tuni, kam dewa shibi nyingbo ni, Dibjeki, Ndochaki, Palanyeki, Ndamle, Chiewe, Pematan, Drawa Yintese. Penan Ndamle, Chiewe, Pema. Ndamle, Chiewe, Meto, Pema, Ne. Chiema Tautun Tona, Yila Gawa, Chiewa Tam. Ani, Si Nyimba Na, Gawamevar Chirwa Tejindu, Tsumi Yiche Ji Kune Lante, Ndosha Jeva Na, Chayu Ji Zugla Soba, Nzeshan Yitu Mumi, Gawa Jeva Tan. Si Natsu Yantun Juni, Ani Pige Midubi, Chirwa Na, Gawa Te Mevar Njuvi, Si Ruos. Ti Idu, Tripje Kun Ndosha Ti, Pide Jawandu, Payment Nagatane, Downly Chibi Payment Nagin Race, Downly Chibi Payment Sangati, Puget Tambuchima Tatuko Payment Savachi, Tumashimuchi, and Payma Hoyodu, Tondu Lamsan Yetum Wachi, Gawachi. Juma Kokam Rosita Kola, Gawamever Chandogurua. Tell Nagin Arasu Rig Jibjaki Docha Sangati, Tumi Jikun and Lambi. Ani ta dosha che yungdu chayur chi tene zuk benzevu. Ani te shimbu chulam yahu tene yitungwa tene che nene gawa che giyore se. Chi naso jantun jo ne gengon ro cha, nyemu mumbu cha. Ani be chi nasan ro tene simi yungdu ko yang gawa te meba che ne rendu giyore. Che za shik dupche kiyan dosha ka pala nye sengende.
So it says, it is said of first affections that obstruct one's Buddha nature. It's analogous to the Pema, which is the lotus. And it says, it is the lotus itself actually, you know, it's coming, a lotus actually come out of the mud. And as soon as you look, you see the lotus with actually blooming, at the state of blooming, then it is very attractive. And you look at that, and then you have such a feeling of, attractiveness of this. You see the attractiveness of this lotus. So again, it says in the next moment, when they look at this lotus, and then the attachment or the attractiveness of this lotus that appeared to you as previously were no longer there. So in the same manner, it says your first obstruction that obstructs one's Buddha nature, which is attachment. When you look at something that you're attached towards, like external form and so on, it is because of strong attachment that you have generated, that you look at this particular form, such as someone whom you have too much attachment, and you see this individual as a very attractive and very perfect, and whatever this individual may do, and you see this is something very useful and very meaningful. However, at some point, when there's such an individual who appears to you, who used to appear to you as a very attractive and something very perfect, and when this eventually in such a person is begin to aging, then your feeling, the attractive feeling, that the attachment that you have towards this individual will no longer there.
Yeah, that ni jinje jitne jmaniwa shedang ge palne ni socha dhamma dan ja de se pe na dhamma ni shundu chukshin don de ba tan soji go ni ni jen la dungar jiwa jeba jindu. Shedan te gyula jeba na semji shundu chukne rangjin la ene tsame hin la ene sungje wer jebes ta sheda jul ji yondu ene sem chukne rangjin tsame jul be dunga ke sungje wer jebe dewa la rebar mene par jebe shirwas tinza Dhamma ko chukpu shivujin dhuwa dhansa sangan tsu, chukpu shivujin phurni, tez maare di lamsan dhunga jagi dhuwa. Dhunga jamni ni rangshin la tin dhunga ji chukun dhuwa. Ote nangshin ji shedang ganzu ji li ji suna, semji shun dhun chuk yungu res. Chuk ni rangshin tsame nyi la sungu, sungu dhunga rwa, dhunga ji war jebi, dewa la rebar, jebar, tat, Dewa la minne wa chene, minne wa chebi shi rose.
So, second example, which is the bee, right, is, you know, the bee is analogous to our hatred. Hatred, because it says, just as you know, when you look at the bees, they are rather, you know, always on move, with no peace at all. When you look at the bees, and they are just so very busy, you know, moving all the time. It's ever kind of moving, and then again, when something happened to them, and when they think something is going on, and they have they will sting you. And that's then because of that, you know, harming others by, you know, using their potential of stinking them, others, and that creates, you know, again, suffering, not only to others, someone whom they have actually stung, but also themselves will undergo sufferings. In the same manner, if you have generated this hatred within yourself, it not only, the you know, destroy the peace of others, but also destroying the peace of one's own self.
Dansang number tea nan that, then you are the tea nan, any dancy or what tita, shedan tea, bula, and Rangin is yours in Song Yorwa. That's some but Timukupala Neji, Deji, Pongotan, Dawain de Pena, De La Sobinimbu. Chiru bunko ki jibshan, onsum tu muntong war cheba tari timuk pacha, timuk ki pala nyechi jibi kam devar shibi nyingbu onsum tu ntongwa la jibi shirus, ku jibjeris. Timuk ti kam devar shibi nyingbu ntongwa la jibjeris edu, manzi danzang shibi mewa matoba ku jibden tong tukuyo marwa. Wati nisungu yusari, ya.
So again, the essence, the other one is the grain, right? It's analogous to the grain, very inner, the very inside of the grain, there is the essence of the grain. But however, this essence of the grain is not visible. It's something that cannot be seen by us. It's because it is covered by the husk and so on. And in the same manner, it says, timuk, which is the close-mindedness or the ignorance, that again obstructs one's Buddha nature or the one's Tathagata Garbha, which, you know, actually obstructs us from understanding the suchness of one's own mind.
Kundan Chabu ne Mazawa Dan Jawa Yindi Pena Mazawati Yetam mentun xiang, cha jie nam jin dobe tenbi ju yinba, te jen du du sum ji gundang zhabu. Te jang nye ju gundi lami shun du nyam nga vi paba nam da mentun xin. Ne lu ngon sum du dobe palam toba la ge che vi xe re se. Da thongpa gong jue sum tu so yin sa re.
So then the impure, you know, impurity of the place, but we talked earlier about there's a goal within the place of impurity. Here again, this example is here corresponding to the three poisonous. It says three poisonous is that, you know, again, obstructs. It's a obstructs. It acts as an obstruction for achieving the path of Arya, which prevent oneself from understanding the suchness of one's own mind. In turn, this will again become obstacles for attaining the Arya's path.
That in the, jiwa ngaba tirwe jiwa timada
ji isum shi ngaba re chalo
ngaba tene mari pe pa cha ji ne sa ne mari pa cha ji sa ne sa chen bu ta da wa yin te pe na sa chen bu di no ji te jip ti me pe we me pe wa nam nam ji no ji te ka Mishi shang, ter muntong wa jindu, maripi pacha ji se, tishin shebi chuku toba la jubi na, te ju la yoba tesi tu chuku toba minuwa, minuwa, teni junti pachi melam ji, lal miki vi tsuji pamba na, chuku ngondu jiwa imbi shiris. Mari pacha ji sati sachimbutan dhavari sachimbutan la saon teriyo na tati min pevatusun thong tukuyo marwa. Oti nashingi ini mari pacha sati matir patu chuji kumundu che tukuyo mar, sanji tukuyo mari son tishansi.
So the fifth one is the treasure, you know, beneath the earth, right, or the ground. And so here, for as ordinary beings, we are unable to actually discover the treasure that is beneath the ground or beneath the earth. And so then again, this corresponds to the potency or the imprints of the Marikpa, imprints of ignorance. So until and unless you're actually eliminate this imprints of one's ignorance, and this will always, so long as this imprint exists, then this will always become an obstacle for attaining this dharmakaya. So it become an obstacle for attaining dharmakaya. So it can only be done after the completion of the last stage of uninterrupted path.
Yeah, dan thonglam ji pancha, thonglam ji pancha ne nyugu jiwe nyuba dan denbe sabun dan dawa yin des. Pe na nyugu rum ji jiwe sabun ji shimba jue jian nyambar jiwa dar. Nyuguya jie yungdu yun, sabun ku babandu tsungge, ku nyuwa nyamdu uruwa. Tena jengi, tiji nyi ngonsum tu tobe, tonglam parche menlam, nam jiewa nan, tongpa nam, dema tatu, lar mi jiewi tsuji, ngabar njiwi shiruos. Dusungwa. Ti nyugu jiwi nyubadan denbi sabundan dawa res. Tendalukarisana pena nyugurumji ye ondu sabanji shumbate ko ene pige kene nyamrugurwa. Nyamrcheva tar. Tejin ye ngosum to tobe tonam parche menu ranjule ye ondu tonban tejete tematadu har miti chuchen chene ko ngandur ko niva nyamrugurwa res. Yeah.
So the next is the seed of the evergreen tree we talked about earlier, which is an example. And then this example is corresponding to the meaning, corresponding to the path of seeing, uninterrupted path of seeings. Because when this seed develops into, when this particular seed develops into the sprout, and the layers of the seeds or the husks of the seeds, it's actually, you know, actually layers of the seeds or the husks of the seeds will no longer, you know, intact with the essence of the seeds. In the same way, when at the moment the individual has achieved uninterrupted path of seeing, then at this uninterrupted path of seeing, at that moment, then the abandonment of, or in other words, the delusions of the uninterrupted path of seeing will be overcome, and you have actually generated the sprout that enables one to gain the ultimate state, which is the enlightened state, which of Dharmakaya.
Yeah, da gonglam ji pangja ne nimbu sebi kuzhul tang chuntum bayin de chuni ngusum du tobe tonglam kumbar jebe en jikda kundala sobat su pangbar de pangsa du da ene nyomu rabba sebi pangja lama tu su ta gonglam kupanga yoyenza kwe ji nimbu rabba sebi kuzhul se. Tā dhūlō yunrāmbu kuñcā na nīmbūrā sēndrū tū kūrū sēgirā wā. Yīn dhū pāngshā tētā gōnglāṁ pārchē mēnlāṁ jī rūm jī yōmbar chāvā yīmbi shērī sē.
So, again, the piece of cloth, actually, it says a very, you know, old piece of cloth, which is full of stains. Old piece of cloth, here, you know, again, corresponding to the path of meditations. It says when during the path of seeing, uninterrupted path of seeing, you have actually eliminated the jikta, which are all the view of transitory collections, have eliminated, and now what is left there is like a residue. It's metaphoric. Is the old piece of cloth is left to be abandoned. So therefore, there's a residue of this residue or the potency of this delusion is left. So this will again eradicate by means of perfecting the path of meditations.
Yeah. Tatene satambu ne chene sadumbe parchi mata sadunji neko ji pancha ne ngalbu ji trimatan jawa yinde rangi kondu chubar jawa la jubar chun sombe sheres. Pige mata sadunji pancha tijete ngay ji bubtan, ngay ji bubsedu ami kove namarwe. Oh, Tetan Dawa Yindi, Rangi Kondu Chuba, Sadumbutu Kondu Chuba La, and the Dubai Chibi Shiris.
So, the mother's womb, here, again analogous to the impure bhumis of the Bodhisattvas, starting from first bhumi to the seventh bhumi.
And so it says seven bhumi. So here again this mother's womb, although that there's a universal monarch that exists within that, but because of again the womb that is unable to, have a vivid view of the universal monarch that exists within the mother's womb. In the same manner, as so long as you are unable to complete this, the seven impure bhumis of the bodhisattvas, and one will not be able to discover what is the nature of the Dharmakaya.
Yeah, that sadhumbi gona pachi melam ji, pachi melam la tene, mata tase ngoke ji pancha chimata tete, sajibi ihi ngondu churbane, me ngana nebi kolu jivi jevut, kolu jujitu, Jurongwa, Jurongi put, Zeti, Chiru to Chumata, Dala. Putti, me, Naji, Nabuji, Chumata, Chawana, Munduji, Sivis, that, the name of Naji, the other ten, Maji, Tadu, and the Ko, Javi Purim, or what the Najangi, or Sajevi Mokaji Timati Japan, Sajevi, he wanted to what they don't. Javi Pu, I mean, money of what might say what the nature of what initiation.
So then the universal monarch who is within the monarch who is within the mother's womb during that time. Actually, the universal monarch is actually totally obstructed by the mother's womb, and so this here again is analogous to the bodhisattvas, the practitioner who is on the seventh bhumi of the bodhisattva's path, or uninterrupted. It says uninterrupted seventh bhumi of the bodhisattvas. So as soon as the seventh bodhisattva who is on the state of seven uninterrupted path of seven bhumi, and transient, into the eighth bodhisattva's bhumi, then it is analogous to the actually the universal monarch is coming out of mother's womb and have retained the name of prince.
Yeah. That about Sasum Jim Mokaji Panshi Chimani Sali Trivi Lugonta Chun Sombay and Desi. Pena Sai Lugon Tini Sevana T Nangi Sili Chevi Javi Zukum Wonsum to Wonto Chuva Tejindu Taba Satan Jason Javi Chima Nam Jesse Dani Chimbo Namji Gonam dojita with tingins and latene, lubrici chima. Tata than Javana, Tavani denji, chugung on to chua imbishel. Tavani den said the Rajin, Erikura Rajin, Namdashi. Tigana lubrici chima, Mikasuji in the Kuniach in the Rimbech in the Takanga Tabayinza, and Tavani denji chugu on to chua is. Yeah.
So then, the last, and the day Sanji Kuzu and the Seikin is on working again. Seikin and the Kudik and Petty.
Lukon said, Sai Lukon.
Lukon.
Oh, Kuzun.
Oh, let's. So, last one is in the it's a mold where we actually, the mold of the statue, we have a mold of statue. So this is the last example. It's not an earth, actually. I think I had a note that saying in the earth, it's under the earth or something. So it's a mold, it says. And so within the mold, when you actually uncover the molds, you find the Buddha's image in the molds. And thus here it's analogous to the Dakpa-sasa, which is the three pure bhumis, and bodhisattva's bhumis. And once you have then, you know, reached in the three pure bhumis, and then you are approaching very closely towards attainment of the Dharmakaya, and attainment of two purity here, referring to one is here referring to the Buddha nature itself. It is a purity itself, you know, from the Bible. And then second one is that Buddha nature which is, you know, freed from the stains or adventitious delusions. So therefore it is known by the purity consists of two purities.
Yeah, yeah. That in a tenam kanza ki kanza kangi jula mataba yochi nase. Tendi dije chuma gubati in the kanza susu kandikali jula yasena. Tinin chevala jula male. Tende taki chenam tang shes of some tene. Cheva susu chivola. Last of a kanza jivuti. Di saba maybe chuji in su. Tadu nyambar jo minibi geji tima yobari hibar chati ese. Tati nima kansa jiyori ti jivoti jula ane pigi sabo mebi chunyi la tui tadu nyambar jali ta la yam midami tuji nyambar jo minibi chingengi tima tiji shigiri ese. Korum jindu tuksum ji pala nyer sumta tesum ji kunda Chabu, Chigdi, Jivuni, Susujiwa Namji, Jula, Matawa Tansi. Susujiwa Jula, Chadam Mosun, the Tisungu, Chambi, and Kundan Chabuti, Chansan Susujiwa Jula, Matawa de Yorisa. Maribi Pachaji, Sani, Nera Dachuman Namji, Jula, Matawa de Yorisa. Tongumji, Niji Pansha Namni, Papa Loba, Chanshu Sembo, Papa Loba. Namji Jula Yorisa, Matawa Yorisa. Taba Sasum Taba Mata Sabdun Taba Sasum Ji Pansha Namni Lutin Chanshu Sembi Jula Ani Matawa Yimbi Wada Kansa Shiva Teresha Junge Zoi Ah Oya
Maribu tanda chada monsum tanda soso kiwi chiwi di chavche. Ani
Maribu
pacha da dawa di taju ba nyanan taju.
Nyanan taju chavche.
Ani
Tongam ni ji pancha di
Naso
Pabal hobi gyula.
Pabal hobi gyula che.
Ani Dawa sasum da
Dawa sasum da mada
Sabdun ji ti Lodin chanchu sema na gyula.
Naso So now we talked about those nine types of obscurations, the obstacles. And who are the possessor of those obstacles, the nine obstacles? Then here we find four different individuals, four different categories of the individual who possess those obstacles, starting from ordinary beings and ordinary beings who possess all those delusions of attachment, aversion, ignorance, and so on. And the arhats of Sarvaka and Pratigya, they possess the imprints of all this maripi, the imprints of the avidya, or the ignorance. The bodhisattvas who are on the path of learner possess the abandonment of path of seeing,
and are part of sins. And then the rest, those the various, you know, the subtlest imprints of those is possessed by the bodhisattvas, starting bodhisattvas within the bhumis of the impure bhumis, seven impure bhumis, and as well as the, you know, three pure bhumis, who was on the state of three pure bhumis.
Yeah, that in Riki Nibanga Chiori Sangu, Nibanga de Nibanga Utela Chanju Sam, Chanju to Sem Chevi Ge Dala Tishi Chevi Top Soji and then Junki Sanji Chirik maybe Karisa Chanju. Chanchu tu sem chebi ge dala tiji chebi topso ji yuanden njongi yuanden nam njongi sanji ji rig mebe se orere. Ngi yula tiji cheba nam ji topla sobe yuanden njongrung rig mebe yang tabar zobe sanji ji komba tabar menu so nyamdu sem shumba sem shumbi nyeba che. Rangjineri yoba rangjule rangjineri yoba ha magona rangjule tishebe topjule soban jongorong gu ene yonde yo marisen sem shimbaji gres tichiche tene janju sembe joba jesu jobe ge semje janla janla sanje ji rik yoba machina machine Dakilana may be Janju Tom Nula, Simjan Janji, Menuso, Yam, Simjan Membala, Membala, Nyebe, Nyebase. Majula Tishivis, or Missanji, you come to Rungore, Yenaya, G. Soja Tundu, to so the Neobalas or Tusula, Tishik, the Yom Marisan, eh? Randy Jem is Simjan to so the Nyetevcheva, T. Nyevachi Reset. Kangajili yor when you need it. Yeah, never need the Hakosai.
So, there are five faults, actually, it says that it's act as a fault of again discovering one's Buddha nature, it says. So, which is the obstacles, become obstacles, those are the five faults. And the first fault, it says, without realizing that existence of the Buddha nature within oneself, then one says the higher quality, the Buddhist quality, such as ten powers and so on, it's not possible for me to achieve. It is not possible for me to achieve. And so there is no way that I can gain the state of enlightenment. So you actually, you yourself is totally, you know, discouraged and not really, you know, putting an effort to see, awaken your own, Buddha nature without knowing that whether you have a Buddha nature. And this is one of the obstacles or the faults, it says, Nyebanga, which is one of the fault, first fault. And then the second fault is, I have the Buddha nature and I can gain the state of enlightenment. However, other beings such as animals and hell beings who will not be able to gain the state of enlightenment because they do not possess Buddha natures. And this will again become a second obstacles or the second fault, it says.
Yeah. That never sumbati denpa nyiki namja shinju malo par kondu chubi keyansa. Ki tati yang tabar chupar mimbi doshala soba yang tabar chupan zimba. Doshala soba dimbi chupan zimba. Zimbi jondo. Lobar ji chuma nam charon ta sanje ji yonten tamche jonron ki yang tabi kham ranjin ji ranjin nam da yobala meto se kuwan dewa. Ta jondo ta kundam nipoti dhembanyi la dhoto kuwa tabi wanyinza ene dhenyi chi namshaya shinshu malabu kondu chupa la keche gresa ya.
So then again the next one is the obstacles for not, you know, again conflict by having a wrong views, it says that, or the extreme views due to the lack of understanding of the two truths, the conventional and ultimate truths, where one accepts all things as a true existence, which is extreme view of denigrations, and then possibility of overcoming all those obstacles is impossible. And impossibility of the extreme view that is perceives the impossibility of achieving the enlightenment and liberations and so on. So then it is because of these two extreme views, the extreme view of denigration and reification, will then obstruct oneself to understand the mode of existence of two truths.
Ya, ta nipang nga pati chanchum chotu semche bi thap dajin nyamji la sopa gombi geese. Da jinzin ji wangi da la labar chaba nam yinbi shiroos. Da jinzin ji wajin da la labar cha deva yinna dajin ji ni pigi chanchum sem gom tukuyo marwa ti. Ta nipati desa.
So the next fault is the self-cherishing mind, which is a self-centered attitude, which then becomes a primary obstacle for meditating on exchanging self with others.
Yeah. Tom Menuso, Nyambi, Shimbi, Neva the Tene, Dagishanjo to Sim Jevata, Simje Tamjiji Tondu, Simje Tamjela, Sanjiji Rik, Yobertoni, Otati Isari, Tambuti, Rangajula, Tishivi, Nimbu Yobershivi, Dagishanjo Tom Nugumari, Sambi Neva the Tene, Rangajanjo Tom Nugunduk Sambi, Yendeji Tigresa.
So then, through this abandonment of those five faults, then one gains the five qualities. So five qualities here, again, the first quality, one will, have a confidence of having this Buddha nature within oneself. And with this, then one engages in the practice and make an effort for the achievement of complete enlightenment. So this is the first quality.
Then Sumjian Tamjia La Sanji Yirig Yobar Tobi, Sumjian Member Namla Nyeba Tan Tati, Sumjian Tamjia Ji Chedu Janju Sembi Joba Tan Jesu Jobas. Tidu Sumjian Tamjia Jula Sanji Yirig Yobar Hakumundu, Sumjian Nye Tabjia Tijani, Sumjian Kandi Jobu Yam.
So, next, then this will again enables one to understand the existence of the Buddha nature within all sentient beings, including animals and hell beings and so on. And so, then one will have, as you know, strong. One will become a very confident that, regardless of what kind of circumstances and the situation they may be, they may have at this particular time. However, eventually, all of those sentient beings will engage in the conduct of the bodhisattvas and gain the complete state of enlightenment, because all of them possess Buddha nature.
Ya, ta rangshin ji madhubha tobi yi hi tang, shirib tang, rāngshīng jī trūpa mē jiāng sāngjī jī yuantēn tamchī yōng rōng gī kham yōpar tō bī yī shī tāng. Dā bī yēn jī yawar kōng bī simchēn tamchī dēwa tāng, tēn dō jī jāmbā tāng, dōngar tā tēn dō jī yīn jī chīmbō nām, gōmbā nām sō sā, tā yuantēn tī jī zī rā shāyā.
So, then this will again enable one to understand the, you know, mode of existence of all things and events. Things being not exist by way of its own characteristics and its own sight and lack of true existence. To be able to engage in the practice or the meditation on the love which wishing all sentient beings, which one wishes all sentient beings to establish at the state of happiness, and then meditating on the compassion which one wishes sentient beings to be free from sufferings.
Yeah. Simchen tamche la sanje ji rik yobar thoyo shiang. Thoyo ba tili lana meba yang tabar zobe janju tumdo ji tini chowa tang. Simchen tam yin la yang tongba tang jawi kushev tang. Simchen ji kyun nyeba chaso rangshin ji matub jang. Sanje ji yonten tamche nyongrong ki jokur jin tanyi tang jawi rāngshīn nāmbar tāpa kōntu chūpi, xērīv lā sōpi tīpa chīmbi lāṃjī rūmba, rūmjī ñamsu lāni yāng tāpa zōpi, sāngjī jī kōmbā ñutu tōpa rīngyūwa nē, tēshī shīvi ñiñbī tōn tēnla pēvi, gōpa tātū yī nō sōngdu. Tīnzi yāngshī jī lō gō sōngyē, o tān tīkṣā, Tēnē sīmchēn xiān lāyāng tōngbā nāngshēng bē kūshēb chī, sīmchēn tāngshēng jīla sāngchēng rīg yōpa xīyā rīwa, kūshēb chī rēsī. Tāgā nāngshēng sīmchēn jī kyōn nye bā, chā tāng sō rāngshēng jī mātru bā, kō pōng rōng yīn bā, sāngchēng jī yōn tēn tāngchē ndi jōng rōng yīn bā, tē xī yōn tū jōkur jīn tā nī tāng chē wē, ndi bī gī rīg nām jā kōng tū chū gu rēsī. Tēlē tēnē tīpa chēmbē lām rīmjī rāngā jūlē jēnē, ānē nyūr tū sāngjī jī kōmbā tōbā, tā rīg tānlē pēpē, gōbā tātū tērē sōng.
So, by relying upon this sutra, the teachings of the Buddha, such as sutra, Tathagata Garbha and so on, then one understands the existence of the Buddha nature within all sentient beings. And with this, then one is so moved and uplifted by hearing or the understanding of the Buddha nature that exists within the all sentient beings. And so then you long to achieve that state of that Buddha state, for the benefit of other beings. And also, you have longed to establishing other sentient beings to the state of Buddhahood, because you have understood now the possibility of all sentient beings are the possibility of engaging, gaining in the state of enlightenment, accomplishing the state of enlightenment. So with this, then you always be a very respectful to all sentient beings, regardless of who they are, as your one's own teacher.
And even if you find the faults, well, you know, within the sentient beings, and such as due to their attachment and aversion and so on, and then once one perceives those faults derived by attachment and so on are lack of intrinsic reality, lack of intrinsic entity, and so therefore, since all of this are lack of intrinsic reality, then there is a possibility of overcoming of all those you know faults, afflictions, and so on, and then understanding the possibility of achieving all the enlightened qualities by all sentient beings, and so with this understanding, you have this understanding with the free form, extreme views of denigration and reifications, which will then one moves towards attaining the state of Dharmakaya. And so therefore this is the ultimate purpose of establishing the Buddha nature within the sentient, all sentient beings.
That did you share? Ragging it's a sad night. Ragging it's a sad night. Question was a very tassa to you, Yarrow. Jonah, Jewish and Yosaria.
So, with this, you know, I have given this, the Buddha nature's teachings by choosing a very easy path, you know, escaping those very hard and difficult paths. Just like old god is eating a grass, you know, the animals actually try to find a soft grass that can be chewed. So this is how I...
Yeah, old animals, soft grass, eat. Another no eat.
So there are 15 minutes, so we'll take a couple of questions.
Yes.
Joyce.
Yeah.
So the question was, he has some question with regard to the terms when the Kenzo Rinpoche has given the teachings on Guhya Samaja. Is it a right time to ask these questions? And then Kenzo Rinpoche said, right now we actually focus on the sutra system, and the Guhya Samaja is belong to the Tantra. However, if your question is, you know, short, so we will take it.
Yeah. 师父解释说那个三面啊，那个三面讲的是中脉、 跟左脉跟右脉代表这三面。那么这次的开示当中有提到所谓的中脉哈，左脉右脉，又提到明点，还有那个秘处哈，就是两个腿根交叉的地方，有些人说那叫海底轮。那么这些名相，我们是在我们的身体当中吗？那我们在做观想修持的时候，我们怎么去体验说所谓的这些我们身上的这些气脉啊？那么请师父解释一下，然后呢，这个气脉跟我们的修行有什么关系呢？是不是我们的心会影响我们的身？那么如果我们的身上气脉不通的时候，是不是对开发我们的如来藏，也就是俗话所说的开我们的心窍，有相互的关系吗？那么如何破这些障碍呢？是不是说当我们在做打坐的时候，双腿盘坐的时候，是不是有助于打开我们身上这些气脉呢？请师父开示一下。
今天教师傅讲过等到主要第一次那做三万的话开出了他从说你啊你双臂举着真的他唱吧你先从恰出来的那样的送双子。过啊你过去过过了你弟弟啊你要三万的话其他的那几年的啊你过弟弟弟弟的我去过双子。对他的做啊你先送你吧的先送的啊你啊都给张五妈当罗妈当家妈当出过有的是弟弟就过双子。你感觉你哪是我你哪是你满意吧你开始听你安排当的上完的去写的啊你地方的你咋说你写的嘛在地方的肯定是你写五多的弄是你写五多的你满意吧那做三类是你他妈写五多的你说等到你开了哪是那做我公家的你当的啊你当三类是啊当肯定是啊当咋是啊你肯定就公布的是你满意吧你当的那如果你当的去你那里写你扎中就是公啊公保等就是当啊如果你去写了说是年龄写了去写了可是你要考虑有的是对对对是那就身体啊你身体当的身体身体当的你说说女的你当的开始接力身体当的女的你就喷头呀，啥物搞物事干？啊，你说说，趁个弄子做啊，你咋个马酒呢？你咋看马气呢？啊，做个，你在提醒社会人物时候，你做蛤蟆光搞物当，对对应哪样子？啊，哪做啊？你我们家都已经讲的，如今集中精力在啊，做哪？你如今集中精力在啊，做哪做？做说有一个咋看气啊？当做那喷个来，搞得来噻。
那是。
哦呀呀呀，呀，你们是这个。
My daughter, she doesn't have an initiation, so she needs to go out and she jealous of too.
No, it doesn't matter.
That's okay.
No, it's okay.
So during the teachings of the Guha Samaja, I heard about the 32 deities of the Guha Samaja, and all of them has a three-phase six arms. And so, in 1999, I once again received this commentaries of Guha Samaja, where I heard, that time I heard the significance of the three phases are the three, channels, or the three, you know, channels being right, left, and center channels. So is that the right? Am I, you know, my understanding is right? And so then, at this time when I received this Buddha Guha Samaja's teaching, again on top of that, Kinsen Rinpoche has given explanations, talked about the channels, drops, wind energies, and also talked about the sacred, you know, place and so on. So then, those are the, you know, when you are practicing, when you're engaging in the practice, and what is, you know, the relationship to those visualization of this you know, channels and drops and the winds and so on. What really, what kind of relationship would have with those, you know, have with one's own practice? And so then, so is it right, the main purpose of this, you know, visualizing or meditating on the channels and wind is to withdraw the winds within the central channels? So with this, then is it true that by withdrawing the wind within the one central channel, then be able to understand what is meant by Tathagata Karbe, which is the Buddha nature again? And then last question, it says, then when we were engaging in the practice of the meditation, we maintain the physical posture or the gestures of being vajra gestures or vajra position. Or with this position, will really help to withdraw you know, winds within one central channel.
Yeah, that is shesum sha chu se the cha chu jin the la chan se dewa ri chu ku chan se yo za dewa ri na che ri chu ba do jin chan che ne sawan de la sum ju su ni wo re re ne ri chu ku da ni che te yi ma song yo re shesum ba de ku sum tu do ji sum yi mi che ba te song yo re ene tigle da puke long da za se chi xie yong an zu ji ben de dong gun ha zhe le we ji tigle yong ju che zhen ji gong ne de na la san wan de bi ten de de mi jing guo jing guo de cha ra ma bu gong jie le cha dao bin nian ju se de ma ran sui jing guo na la gu zu ra ba de ji gong ne qu zu xi zhen la ne mi bu ma yan wen qi de na cha dao bin nian ju jin ra ba dao bin nian ju se le rāpa chāmba jīvī nāyūsā chā tōpī nāyūsā yāntī mīkdān chāmba jīnī dōngu nāsī lā vējī tīklī yōngu tsaṁ jīnā lā sāwān tīvī tēnā tēmī jīgur chānsā gōmba tēlā jēsā gōmsā kī tīklī jī shēgū yō rē tsā shēgū yō rē tīndī jī yīnā kāsā kōrā shīnī gōmgu yō dā jīngwā tā gubē bē kī nī tsā nī lā kī mūndu sē jīngu tsēn tāp sī jū bī māngā ene maglu le yor se ta de tile chamo yong du zang na den de mi jing ko gom na jing wa de guo sheng ge zu yong sa zan me er ta
sa
ten de ten de do yi ji dong jie ne lu nam nam ge chue dun den jie de na che shi le yor lu zhun bu zhong na za zhun bu zhong za zhun bu zhong na de ne ge long de jie de zhun bu yor za de long da zu zhun bu zhong wei na sem de zhun bu yong ge yor ene gom ge ji am na ya mi wo tenma yungu yore. Yeah.
So the significance of the six arms of all those 33 deities, and each of the six, you know, their six, the hands holds the implements which signifies the one of the you know, Dhyani Buddhas, five Dhyani Buddhas, and having a six arms which is actually holding the implement, hand implement for the six Dhyani Buddhas, including Vajradhara himself. And so, then also, it signifies all of those 32 Buddhas are in the nature of one of the enlightened, one of the, you know, one of the six Dhyani Buddhas. And so, the having three face, it signifies the three inseparable Vajra body, or the indivisibility of the Vajra body, speech, and mind of the Buddhas, having three faces. And so then we talked about in a drop and the wind. So here again, this is a very subtle, you know, thing that we are talking about in the Guhyasamaja practice, where we, text where we find the practice of visualizing the drop on tip of one's nose, drop at the in the size of mustard, within the size of mustard. That is called the drop of light. It says drop of light at the size of mustard. Within that drop or the light, a size of mustard, then you visualized all the supporting and supporting mandalas or the mandala of the Guhya Samaja. So it says, if one is able to maintain these meditations without any interruptions for 4 hours, then it is said to be one have achieved the gross level of yoga or meditative equipoise, gross level of yoga. And so that is again one of the, you know, a very effective method to eradicate this jingwa and guba, which is mental excitement and then dullness that we talk. You have talked earlier that you have concern about those mental dullness and excitements during once your practice of shamatha. So if one is able to really maintain this practice, and this is a really a good method to actually cut the root of this, you know, mental excitement and laxities. So then maintaining this vajra postures, or the, in other words, the seven postures of the virachana, it really helps, you know, to relax your body. And as you relax your body, then this will again relaxing your, you know, channel, your energy wind or the pranas. And then this will relax one's mind. And then this will really help you to focus on your meditation practice.
Yeah.
I was very happy to hear you mention about non-human sentient beings having Buddha nature. Because I have heard in the past that animals cannot attain Buddhahood or enlightenment. And I would like to know, can an animal in their current existence, do they have the ability to attain Buddhahood? Also, what do we need to do if we have pets or animals to protect all the animals in the outside? What can we do to help them achieve that nature? And I also heard that bodhisattvas can manifest in any appearance. So how do we know? And maybe we will never know. If we have a pet, will we engage or meet an animal in the outside, whether tame or domestic, that is not a bodhisattva, and makes me think is even so important that the little fly landing on our book is possibly a bodhisattva.
Tanda di tiwa dirisha, the tari and the kinsum chigi rig to nama kablia, the same gen tamji gil than the ranjinir yuri sung with the moron kabushira jonsons. Kasin, never the moron the kotelia dinde jonsons, any kasa animal that the rindrik rig the lia kuni, ranjinirik singing the kuni omaris, consul sign gas yomaris in a kotu, dinde gosons, a moron koyalia. The tari dinde kinsum chik di dan da simche gangay gyul ya da rig yore, kunsu gangay san ge ya da da yun ten tam che san ge yun ten gangay kunsu tobi ya ge ane chik toprung res chi duks ka na zons. Di je na ane da dan da simche dan da di dundu yi tinde bende su su ya chik nya do ge dundu yi tinde da ki da jiho la sobo yi de wadi ge ya ngan zu yi da gandes chen da kunsu ya da tabshi gandes chen kunsu ya Setagaran ya konzuya chik ta dibole doya tapshi shikarjiya yores konzu tanda dundu da gara dundu tiyan liya ngaran suyu tapshi chen dijir resha. Ani nyebani ya chik ta kyan chik morong goya liya ta janju sambo dike ni tuba damin naso liya xie chi pekiris dijir zani suk damin da liya tuyu chi pene dundu ik suk dan chik yana chik dangma dan dinde ikan liya tuyu chi dos pekiris yag dos Dinde jere enda nganzu yu da dinzu janju senpa yinba haku wadabla ya karche wores, da gandes haku wores, enda segdo mwa. Nasu, tenzi la gondan suwe?
Gondan,
gondan. O, dire, shalom.
Na,
一切有经众生的相续内啊，皆有如来藏啊，皆有佛性。那他说他听了这个啊，就说把他非常的欢喜啊，因为他之前有听有说啊，有人有讲说啊，那像啊畜生啊等等动物啊的相续内没有佛性啊，但是有今天有啊从啊开声摩羯座下听到说啊，一切众生皆有佛性，一切众生的相续内啊，就说皆有可以去断除诸恶障的能力啊，有。令诸善业升起的啊，这种能力他啊非常欢喜。那如果说啊有就说有养啊宠物啊，像啊猫狗等等的宠物的话啊，那如何说啊令他们啊就在此出生道的身中，如何令他们我们怎么能够去帮助他们啊去令此佛性去啊就说啊土性去觉醒，如何令他们的啊这种啊。就说增长佛性内的这种善法如何去令他们增长，让他们去获得解脱，那这是第一个问题。那第二个问题就是说，那听说那诸菩萨在利益众生的时候会化现种种的身就说各式各样不同的身甚至说像就说昆虫小虫等等都会去化现。那我们因为就是我无法去了知是菩萨的化身的缘故，那有什么样的方式可以让我们去认识到他们是菩萨的化现？
呀，他春节他们就是提醒人员，这岁岁年代为都入侵了，是吧？这岁就了人妖了，这些对了，咱通讯间呢，别个马上的马下间呢，要快就是提醒人员，赶紧送到南京去。满足上马就可能过三斤的那还过我们什么的过些不起。那年轻人希望的什么男性是那满足三斤工作特别了三斤的瞬间一个人找我认识。因为三斤来过些不起个有嘛瞬间来过些没几个军队干认识。那路干认识那三斤个圈子的娘是弄的三斤个人是送不认识。满足就是缺借用一个三斤一个缺人家的讲报的讲报的出这么的尴尬瞬间心上呢借用不了，等着满足上级完了上级瞬间你个偏到这种机会恰的要是等那个讲的故事结果要是对的那直接的上级完了他你回去上级完了他按理说说这大马对我先对为内面是那就说说你们那个大不上去对你们的大话没那么的接等你接了嘛，都过等你等打了过三级也给他们按照再做嘛嘞。打那些讲究什么住啊？他那没得要嘞，等你拿了要嘞，搞也那要嘞。因那样，甚至顺着我进步，因那样，空手接脚嘛嘞接嘞。搿是啥呢？得讲究什么住啊？那我进步，因那提纲了空手生意呢？哎，那该就几个搞外家的动物，该生就没闲多死。接着讲究什么生意？得着。多半同不生根的搞一下过嘛的，贴了我了每年录下有呢。第一个呢，刚不进呢，刚不吃个着哇。我的那些瞬间不给点那娘们兄弟，感觉就不顶着赢不赢那样，过了通讯机，过个空中的我顶着接呢。没得我姐妹呢，空中接这个有没得，讲究什么也没下过嘛的哇。等于说，顶这个上当的他瞬间顺着我进呢，讲究什么没落什么。这个就是这个样的，当然就讲究什么民主什么的，当然讲个人，那他说是口才也会那个样的，呀呀。
So, yes, all sentient beings, there's no such a sentient being who do not possess Buddha nature. All of them possess Buddha nature. So therefore, one must always treat all beings, regardless of who they are, with respect. And we cannot really say who will really gain the final state of enlightenment. Those sentient beings, even they are at this currently, they are animals, but we really don't know. You know, it is possible they may gain state of enlightenment ahead of us. So therefore, with this, one must always respect, you know,treat with respect. And then also, therefore, Shantideva stated, just as you have respect for the Buddhas,
And similarly, you must have that amount of respect towards all sentient beings equally. Because why we have this respect towards Buddha is because Buddha taught us the practice of Dharma to gain the state of enlightenment. And Buddha's practice, emphasizing on compassion, love, and so on, are all, again, our practice of love and compassion is always in there, again, with relating to sentient beings. And, you know, our development of all this, you know, quality of our virtuous quality is, you know, possible because of those sentient beings. It is for this reason one must have an equal respect to the Buddha and as well as sentient beings, it says. And so again here, the method to, you know, reach those animals, such as one's pet and so on, to the state of enlightenment by oneself, is first of all, it says, it is not possible that we ourselves can actually lead someone to the state of enlightenment, because we ourselves is not a state of enlightenment. We are not gained the state of enlightenment. Therefore, it says, without subduing one's own self, it is not possible to subdue the others. So first of all, you know, put in effort, to, a rigorous effort to gain the state, you know, practice and gain the state of enlightenment to help entire sentient beings. And so this is the one thing. And then also for the bodhisattvas, it is true that bodhisattvas may manifest in many different forms, such as animals, you know, human beings, in many ways. So that's why we said we have to be very careful all the time. We cannot really say this individual is bodhisattva and this individual is not a bodhisattva. So therefore, we must always be careful and vigilant about when we react with somebody. And one must always try not to generate anger and hatred towards anyone. Who knows, the anger that you have generated towards maybe a bodhisattva, then you are in big trouble, because one, you know, destroys the you know, merits that you have accumulated in countless eons within the instinct generation of, you know, hatred and anger towards bodhisattva. So therefore, when the situation that makes oneself uncomfortable and agitated, and then be mindful of, oh, this may be, I must not generate that kind of, you know, anger and hatred. Maybe this individual may be the emanation of bodhisattvas. I must be very careful with that. So with this, again, at the moment, it is preventing you from generating anger and subduing your mind. And then you are getting a tremendous benefit out of this controlling mind. And so therefore, it is always, you know, so it says, bodhisattvas are like a fire under the ashes. If there's a big fire under the ashes and it's covered by the ashes, you don't know whether there's a fire underneath. And without knowing, if you step onto it, and there's a danger of burning yourself. So therefore, it's always be careful and vigilant.
Yeah, now it's all. Okay. Thank you.